Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 816 AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers. That also includes our bulk mail haulers. It also includes our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. Now, let's remind everybody, you can follow us on Facebook. That would be the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us streaming over there on the website. And when the show is over, we stream this current show over and over and over again. Every 4 hours, it rotates, goes back to the beginning. And our podcast is over there, too. So take advantage of the different things we have to offer. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon, and good morning back again to you.
Good morning.
We have one of our favorite callers on the telephone line, and that would be none other than Bag Gab and Bob. So, Mr. Bag Gab and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. 4 points to talk about this morning.
Yeah.
Whichever one you want. Number one, I saw on the internet they had a report of attempted assassination on Putin, which was kind of crazy because it said like he hit his front tire or something. I don't exactly know what that's all about.
Well, he might. I know. That might be a feel sorry thing, but go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, the second thing is, will bad results from the war drive Putin to desperate moves, possibly threatening nuclear actions and all that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then there have been reports of officials calling for Putin resignation. And the last thing I want to ask about is the Russian army falling apart as far as their army, meaning the army involved in Ukraine? All right, let's see that.
Okay, well, it's a target environment, environment there, Denise. Take your pick.
Several within the Russian military or apparatus have been arrested. For going against Putin and what's going on with this war. Several have.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that their future looks very bright at this point, based on the tactics of the Kremlin.
Nope.
Putin right now has touched down. I think they went to Kazakhstan, is that right? To
yes.
Meet with President Xi?
Yes.
He has just arrived. And there are certain things that allegedly China won't grant or approve of Russia doing, saying that, and this is allegedly because I don't trust either of them,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to get snagged into or pulled into this conflict in Ukraine. But I can tell you that they would probably, the Chinese President Xi would probably approve or offer Putin some other alternatives and maybe even help or fund it in that way. And I mean in the hybrid warfare sense. Nuclear weapons, I don't think so. And you'll notice that Putin has quit talking about them, so I don't think we have to worry about that piece. But what scares me here is the building coalition between these rogue regimes, between these rogue countries.
Yep.
And the plan that they're concocting, the plots and plans that they're concocting against the West, and it doesn't mean just the United States by
mm-hmm.
a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big question is, with this meeting, we've known about it for a while, do we have, as our CIA pulled some strings of confidential human sources that we've hired and whatnot, that we've got people that are able to get parts of the conversations and what is really happening here. That's what our CIA used to do.
Yep.
So I don't know if we have those approvals, authorizations, or abilities anymore under the Biden regime.
Well, and I agree with everything you're saying, and that's absolutely true. Now, the other thing is that did you happen to see Rand Paul and little Dr. Fauci go at it for about 15 minutes yesterday?
I did not.
Oh,
but
man.
I heard about it.
Oh, man. And again, you know, I don't know. Rand Paul played a video from 2004 where Dr.
Correct.
Fauci came out and said, and I quote, "The most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself."
Correct.
He reneged on that later.
Yeah, he's reneged on a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he'd say something, he'd renege on it. And then somewhere along the line, I think he came back and agreed with a statement again. I don't know, it's really confusing because we don't know what the hell to think when it comes to him. He needs to go, and we just need to say bye-bye. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, Matt Bruce, and Denise Simon is with me. And this segment is brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for just a little bit more than 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million plus individuals. Now, you can go to the Geico office nearest you, talk to your agent, or you can go to the online website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out what it would cost to cover the vehicles that you're driving, a car or a truck, whatever it happens to be. And then, of course, if you have a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or even an RV, they can insure that. And the way that you'll save money on your car and probably your homeowner's policy, too, is to bundle your homeowner's, your renter's, or your condo insurance with your automobile policy. That will save you money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the place to go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, Mike Lindell, we were just talking about this, or not Mike Lindell, sorry, Mike Pompeo. I got Mike Lindell on the mind because he's one of our stories we got here, which we will talk about in a minute. We didn't do that justice last night when we said what we said. But anyway, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, former number one in his class at West Point, former military officer, former attorney, former CIA director, former Secretary of State. He got credentials that are just absolutely impeccable. He's talking about running for president in 2024.
Well, he's really not talking about it specifically, but what he is doing is he is managing campaigns and possibly his own to put his hat in the ring for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I follow him very closely on Telegram, and you know, he's got his fingers on the pulse of not only pretty much every domestic issue, but every foreign issue. So I think he's well informed. I know some people out there don't have much use for him. I do.
I don't know why they would not have use for someone of his stature. He's a remarkable individual.
Well, you know, here's what's really quite interesting. You can say what you want to say about Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law.
Right.
And I'd like to read his book. But there are accomplishments that happened in the foreign realm under the Trump administration that were remarkable, that are often forgotten or dismissed. And one of them is the Abraham Accords.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that credit goes to Jared Kushner and to Mike Pompeo.
Yep.
Mike Pompeo also was the one that, this is one of them, it's one of the more remarkable success stories of the Trump administration during the very early part of COVID, when we had hundreds of thousands of Americans across the globe doing whatever they were doing. They were doing mercenary work, they were doing charity work, whatever it was. They needed to get home.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled some amazing strings getting people through swamps and boats and, you know, jungles and everything else to get Americans back home during all of this. I mean, and so there are so many things that that happened because of people like Pompeo during that 4 years, least of which was getting some American hostages back from rogue regimes.
Correct. And he did that, too.
Correct.
All right. Now we'll mention the other Mike, because we mentioned a little bit about Mike Lindell yesterday and what happened to him. There's more information that came out because I guess he did an interview with somebody yesterday on TV. But the FBI confiscated his cell phone. They did it at a Hardee's, and they pulled in and blocked him in the drive-thru so he couldn't go one way or go the other. And did he ever – he said he asked to see their search warrant.
Correct.
Did they ever show it?
I don't know, but there was also one for his office. Now, he doesn't own a computer, by the way.
Correct.
He does everything on his phone.
Yep.
So I'm disappointed if that was his exclusive communications device. I think if that was, and that his business and everything else is run on a singular device, then that's not good.
After the first go-around that he had, being accused of whatever, and I would think that he would have been smart enough, somebody would have advised him, says, listen, you got to get another phone to cover this phone, or something like that. I would have thought he would have done that.
Well, yeah, but
so,
it is what it is.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have to see. Okay. We talked about Dr. Fauci, and that's just hilarious stuff there with what continues to go on. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, I look at her, and I'm not sure what I'm thinking about, but it's almost like looking at a monster movie, the way she dresses sometimes. And she questioned the religious, she of all people, questioned the religious beliefs of Texas Governor Abbott for sending illegals to her city.
Anytime that she's challenged in the slightest little way, she comes back with these ridiculous things. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the day before, there is a investigative reporter who's had press credentials for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at some event, and he was asked her some profound questions, and, you know, in some cases he had to shout them because of, you know, the distance that she had from the media, and she pulled his credentials.
Yeah, I heard that.
But now he's suing her.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to these migrants that are being transported from Texas to Illinois, you know, this is a growing trend because Governor DeSantis just sent two planes of migrants from Florida to Martha's Vineyard.
I love it. I love it. Yep.
A lot of people don't know this, but the Florida State Legislature, in one of the recent legislative actions, was budgeted $12 million just for this kind of thing.
Good.
So, yeah. Now, where these, I think one of the actions of the Biden administration was they flew some of these secret flights of migrants into Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And so how Florida tracked these people down and found them and said, do you want to go to Martha's Vineyard? And they all said, well, yeah, you know, it's pretty swanky and I got plenty of money and lots of elite. So mm-hmm. Martha's Vineyard has found these people allegedly some what they call temporary housing.
Sure.
So
maybe they're staying at Obama's house.
I think the next one will be to Delaware.
Yeah,
because he threatened that state too.
That's what I heard. Listen, before we have to go, I want to roll this out there: $4,408,452,000,000 in federal tax collections, setting a new record through August of this year, and we're broke.
Well, here's the other thing. I think it's up to $1.2 billion from the Internal Revenue Service is actually being refunded
mm-hmm.
for overcharges, late fees, penalties, and interest.
Yeah, they sent me a check in the mail. I didn't even know it was coming.
You have to apply for them, and there are some stipulations that have to do with 2020 and 2021, I think. But, why this is happening, I'm not sure, but it's out there.
Well, I got surprised at what they sent me. Okay, I hear the music coming up. We will talk again tomorrow. Have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go check it out. When we come back, we're going to talk to our pal Annie. Yep, that's the yoga girl. We're going to talk to Annie. I'll be right back.
Hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A pair of charter flights carrying around 50 migrants believed to be from Venezuela landed on Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday, sending local officials scrambling to respond. The arrival of the planes was the first reported by Fox News, which cited Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis as the sender of the migrants. Texas has so far bused thousands of migrants to D.C., Chicago, and New York. A tropical depression formed in the Atlantic Ocean, and it could strengthen to a tropical storm. The center of the system is forecast to move through the Leeward Islands on Friday or Friday night and be near the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and we have a very special edition of the Military and Veterans News today. We have our friend Annie from ExaltedWarrior.com. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that the segment is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo will be here next hour, by the way. Get your questions ready. Bo Browning from National Aviation. So he'll be here next hour, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's known for miles around and all around the country that if you want to be an aviation maintenance tech, you can do it the right way or you can do it the roundabout wrong way, and you can maybe get a job and maybe not. But if you want to do it right, the people to go see are the National Aviation Academy folks. The website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu. Check them out on the web, and then when you do that, they've got two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I'm at right now. And they have another one up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So, call them up, ask to take the tour of one of those facilities, or both. They don't care. You can come see both if you want. You'll get to talk to some students, you get to talk to some instructors, and you'll get to talk to the money people with the student loan division. And, of course, if you're a veteran, they'll explain to you how that works with your GI benefits, your GI Bill benefits, which is pretty simple, but they'll help you through that just in case. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour, one of their places. Okay. On the telephone line, we've got our friend from the yoga company that she represents, and I'll let her tell you all about that. But her name is Annie Okerlund, and we bring her on fairly frequently because one of the things that you're doing there, kiddo, is you're helping people get their lives back on track through something that nobody ever thought would work.
Exactly. Good morning, Captain Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga is definitely initially an odd experience for people during their rehab process. But it's wonderful because it's not a med, right? Nobody wants to be on sleep meds and pain meds for the rest of their life.
Right.
So we use this particular modality, and it's really, really wonderful.
Yep. And I know some people that have tried it, and I know some people are very happy with it, and I know some people that it's still a work in progress, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that at least they're trying and you're trying, and that's all that matters.
Right, because we sometimes get lost when we're in pain or struggling emotionally and physically. We lose our sense of purpose when we don't feel good. Nothing feels good, and that is a really hard way to move through life, and I think we all experience that in different ways, and especially when we move into anniversaries, especially our most recent one of 9/11, there's a point when as we move closer to these anniversaries, the whole system of our heart, of our experience, our sense of loss gets very heavy, and people experience all of that in so many different ways, and especially when we pulled out of Afghanistan the way that we did, there's a lot of sadness and anger and mm-hmm. frustration around why. And I'm not a politico, so, and you know, that kind of stuff, but I'm a human being, and I know that how my sense of loss feels. And a lot of times we don't realize, especially coming up on memorials and anniversaries and days of remembrance, we tend to feel different. We feel upset. We get a little short-tempered. And it's a very interesting, it's a memory in the body. And I wanted to ask you, you know, how do you feel when you come up to 9/11, having been such an integral part of it?
Well, I start getting ready physically and emotionally and mentally for 9/11 about 2 weeks ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I start out putting on my FDNY T-shirts and my polo shirts and start wearing my hats and this, that, and the other. And I start getting in that frame of mind because what really gets you is if you don't do something like that and prepare yourself, is you wind up with the day you go to a ceremony of some sort, and it can be very overwhelming. I saw a lot of people in tears on September 11th at where we were at, a lot of people. And we didn't try to make it that way. We tried to make it a happy and a respectful occurrence because we were honoring the ones we lost. And I made sure I told everybody, I said, this isn't about me. This isn't about my buddies over here with the NYPD, these firefighters, these military people. None of the people that were there that you're honoring. This is not about us, and we would gladly give all this up in 30 seconds flat. This is about the people we lost, and we need to remember that because we've forgotten how we felt that afternoon on September 11th, let alone the morning of September 12th.
Absolutely. But I think you said it, that there's a point, like the body and the mind remember mm-hmm. without it being so obvious. And I know in the people that I've lost in my life, we have this, and it's about 2 weeks. We start to feel strange. Something isn't right. And the longer it goes on, the weirder it feels. Like, oh, right, that's what's coming. But at the same time, for you, I mean, it was a life change. You lost friends, you know, without dredging it all up. But I think it's important to note that as humans, that's a natural process.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say I've never experienced or heard anyone say, I handle grief so well.
No.
Because I don't. I look like when I start to get upset or start to cry, I look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in a bar fight. My nose goes red long before the emotion comes out. And at the same time, though, that's what makes us human. Mm-hmm. And that's the subtlety of living, I think, and being able to emote and support the people that we love who are emoting is really one of the delicacies and subtleties of living.
Yeah, now I'm going to go to the phone line because we've got one of our veterans from East Tennessee who's on the line. He's got a couple of boys. One, I guess, is a current Marine, and the other one was a Marine. He got hurt, so he had to leave the Marine Corps, but he's still a fine young man. So is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Okay, we're talking to Annie, and she really knows her stuff, so let's see what you have to say.
I've got two things, a question, maybe a question comment type thing. Good morning, ma'am. Hey,
good morning.
First off, what I believe that we may have met years ago at a function with Richard Salem and or late Congressman C.W. Bill Young at a Clearwater function. He had birthdays going on. That's number one. I'm a injured veteran. I don't like to say I'm wounded or anything. Injured veteran. And multi-system trauma. And actually, let's see, maybe 15, 16, 17 years ago. How does a veteran, a disabled veteran, 100% service-connected, get this program implemented and or, I should say, get enrolled in such a program in their local VA healthcare system? I know down in the Tampa region, they got the James Haley and the C.W. Bill Young Bay Pines facility just doing wonders for the vets. But how do the vets around, let's say in the more rural areas, get their VA to kick in and get this yoga program? Because I know that it was, if I'm not mistaken, there was a pilot program at Walter Reed Army Medical Center quite a number of years ago, getting the Wounded Warriors coming back from the early stages of, let's say.
Let's let her answer because we only have
Roger that.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yes. We probably did meet through Richard Salem, so it's great to hear you, and thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I hope that you are doing well now. If you reach out to our website, exaltedwarrior.com, we could practice 6 times a week together. We have recordings online that are one of the best ways to navigate pain, get better sleep, and that's on our website. Those are the meditations.
Give us the name of the website because we're running out of time.
ExaltedWarrior.com.
You betcha.
I handle all the information. I will be talking to you.
Okay, well, I look forward to talking to you again real soon. You take care and have a great day. It's always a pleasure. Okay, that's Annie Okerlund. Annie Okerlund, ExaltedWarrior.com. Go over there, check it out. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Talk a little money stuff.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You got a new location coming.
That's right, Captain Matt. We've got Moss Nissan of Brooksville being built right now.
Wow. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. Check them out. MossNissan.com. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Monday. Moss Nissan, the brand new dealership up there in Brooksville, opens up for business. Now, I'm going to be there Tuesday in the afternoon. So I look forward to seeing as many of you as want to stop by and take a look at the place and say howdy, howdy. I'll definitely shake your hand. And I'm going to be walking around doing the nickel tour, too. It's a beautiful place. I saw it before it was finished. Now it's finished. It ought to be three times more beautiful. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by the other division of the Moss Family Automotive Companies, and that is the Acura division here in Tampa at North Florida Avenue. Now, if you want to find out why Moss gets customers from all around the country, it's partially because of the fact that they do the right thing the right time, every time. That's what they try to do, to be the best at what they do. But they have a You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, active or retired. In addition, church pastors, too, are included in that. And you get to save a lot of money on the vehicle that you want to buy, new or certified pre-owned. And then, as if that's not good enough, how about Moss Care for the life of the vehicle? Free oil changes and free tire rotations. Nobody's doing that sort of stuff. Or if they are, you're in charge a pretty penny for it. Well, it comes with a vehicle when you buy a vehicle from Moss Acura. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door to some more savings. All righty, Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Good. Listen, if I rattled a number by you, would it shock you to tell you how much money the government's taking in? Because I got the number.
Oh, I cover this on my program on a regular basis. Just the records that come in on a regular basis when it comes to taxes, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to mention a number because most of the people out there listening will go, what? $4,408,452,000,000 in federal tax collections have come in through August.
Well, it's not just that. You want to put it in perspective, okay? Americans spent more money on taxes than they spent on food, than they spent on energy, than they spent on clothing, a myriad of things combined, if you actually take a look at it.
Sure. Sure. And then we got our fearless leader hopping in and out of electric cars yesterday in Detroit, making it look like, oh, this is the greatest thing since melted butter, but he forgets about the other little things that go along with that, and that is we heard $900 million is going to be allotted for charging stations on the interstate highways across America so you can get these cars out there and start making longer trips. Well, there's only one place I can think of that they can put them on the interstate highways, and that would be the rest areas that are out there, and in the case of the trucks, the scales.
Yeah, and it all depends on the state. I mean, certain states have, all states do rest areas differently. I mean, certain states, you have rest areas that you're right on the highway. It's like you don't have to get off the highway, in essence, to utilize them, but other places do not. For the most part, I'm trying to think, for the most part in Florida, though, they don't really have rest areas, if I'm not mistaken. You got to pull off the highway, correct? I'm trying to remember.
They have a big long ramp, and you pull off that long ramp, and the rest areas are set like a quarter mile or so off the road for the most part. The new ones.
Yeah, you have to get off the highway, though, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yep.
Yeah, it depends on what state you're in. I would assume that they'd probably want to work with some of, I guess, the gas stations along the highway. I don't know how they're going to go about doing that. I've seen in, like, other states, Connecticut, one of the rest areas, they have multiple charging stations there. It's, I think the cars themselves let you know where they are,
mm-hmm.
Along your route. You almost have to plan. If you're going on a long-distance trip, you have to kind of plan your route around where you want to go. I think that the key is, even with some of the faster charging stations, even the fast ones, it's going to take you 20 minutes to a half an hour, you got to basically set it up where you're going to grab something to eat, charge your car, and then, you get out of there.
If you're lucky, it's 20 minutes to a half an hour. Most of them are 2 to 4 hours.
Yeah, I'm saying the super fast chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get stuck because of what they're going to be putting out there to begin with because of the price is the ones that take a while to charge.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that's part of the issue. And as you said, people have to kind of work their trips around that.
So when you get your electric car, where's your first trip going to be to?
Listen, I have no problem with them. I would get, an electric car if it made sense, that they were, the price was right and the range was right. And also, you have to take a look at, how long the battery's going to last and what the warranty is on those things. Mm-hmm. And no, that it's just not, for my family, it's just not there yet.
I know you got all those kids, and when they get their vehicles, they're all going to want a car, right? I can hear it now. Oh, it's my turn to charge. No, it's my turn. No, you charged last time. No, I'm going to charge now. Are you going to have four posts for four cars?
Yeah, that's true, too. You got to kind of look at that. It's almost like you have to, if you get multiple cars, you have to, put up, have your electrician run multiple little, charging portals on this.
And your power bill is going to go through the freaking roof.
I don't know how much. I know one person near me that's got one, and it just doesn't, it's not that expensive. It compares it to about $5-6 to charge the car compared to
a day.
You know, compared to it would be refill the car. So it might be more reasonable now, but it also depends upon electric price. The more people use these things, what it's going to do to the grid and what it will do to the electric prices.
Yeah, and very quietly across the country, they're raising the price of electricity. Why? Because they know they have to put these boxes in, these charging boxes.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
All right, well, we're watching something kind of funny take place. I wouldn't call it funny, but we just had the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, get blocked off in a Hardee's, of all places, in a driveway by the FBI who wanted his telephone. Now, in the case of Mike Lindell, I found out this morning that he doesn't have a computer. He does all of his business on his cell phone, his smartphone.
Again, I'm not sure. And again, I don't know what the FBI is going to do with the phone if it's locked. You know, your phone, I mean, how are they going to get into the bloody thing?
It takes a while, but they can get in.
I don't know. Apple's very hard to get in.
Well,
remember with the San Bernardino terrorists there?
Yeah.
And they don't give up their information in regards to unlocking these phones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be difficult for them to actually get in there.
Well, I remember the San Bernardino, but I also remember we had a situation here with the young man that was accused of, he wasn't accused. He was suspected of killing his girlfriend out there somewhere in the desert. I forgot what state it was in. But they got a hold of his phone. And they had to tap into it, and he didn't give them the password, so they had to do whatever.
I guess it depends on the kind. I don't know if Apple changed, but maybe it wasn't an Apple phone, maybe it's Android. I don't know. I just know that. I remember that case; they were real difficult in letting people. They're not apt to like giving away their codes.
Okay, well, the polls, and you kind of feel the same way that I do about polls. They're okay when you know what you're looking at, but there's a lot of polls out there right now. The Democrats are still using the same schematics they've used over the last couple of election cycles, and they weren't right then, and they're not right now. They're over-counting Democrats.
And where is, in what area?
Most of the blue states.
Yeah,
most of the blue states.
This has been the problem with polling for some time now. I mean, even in certain states that, Trump ended up losing, and it was supposed to be a much bigger margin and a Biden blowout, but it didn't turn out that way. They have a very, very difficult time trying to actually, figure out what Republicans are. There are a lot of conservative Republicans don't like to participate in polls.
All righty, I hear the music coming. I got to go. So you have yourself a great day. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out what's going on. And my buddy Dave Moss and I got a little something to say here, so pay attention. We're only going to say it once. Here we go. Hey, Dave, I understand you got a new location coming.
That's right, Captain Matt. We've got Moss Nissan of Brooksville being built right now.
Wow. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, check them out. MossNissan.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.